using the word chill. You say, I
surely can.
All right, now. Are there other forms, habitual forms of yes that occur in conversation that you can think of? Like certainly and sure and...
I don't think of any.
All right. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you say just yes? Or would you add another term to that? If, say, your father was asking you a question, would you just say yes if you agreed with it? Or would you say yes, what?
Yes, Father.
All right. And do any people around you, if whether you did or not, do you know people around you say he wasn't their father and they were agreeing to him after a question? How would they answer him? If they couldn't say yes, Father, they would say yes,
sir.
When you hesitate a lot in conversation, I notice I say, What could be a word that people would say if they were trying to stop and think of what comes next? And say, well, that is true. I'd like to think, what word would they use in hesitating? An expression that occurs invariably in conversation.
I
notice on these talk shows that you hear a lot of them used a lot. And as a matter of fact, that's one they use a great deal. As a matter of fact, but can you think of something like that?
I can't think of any other.
Well, maybe it'll come to you in a minute, like Memphis did. If it does, speak out. Now, if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he what dreaded the place, or he dreaded to go, meaning that he dreaded very much to go. How would you say it?
I don't know. Message just he dreaded to go.
All right, you can't think of a word that would make dreading more intense. All right, let's see now. If somebody is saying something about a person and they didn't come right out and say it, but they made little jabs what would you say that they made it very plain? In what way could you think of a word there? All right, we won't label that one.
I don't get those.
I'll think of another way in a minute. Now, if it was just a little cold this morning, it wasn't very bad. It was real bad. It was more than just a little this morning. Then you would say it was blank cold, high cold.
It was real cold.
My general practice has been to catch in conversation something like this. You don't want to. Or maybe a person, I don't think you would have a slang in your language, but maybe you hear people that do punctuate their language with slang.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit your finger, for instance, with a hammer,